Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia. And tonight, we will be talking about episode 16, season 2 of Gotham, titled Prisoners. Yes, prisoners. We're back to prisoners. We're live right now. Call in at 347-637-3821. If you are listening to our podcast, thank you so much for downloading it or listen to the live stream. Really appreciate it. And also, if you guys ever want me to give you guys any shout-outs, please tweet me at Gotham Talk, all one word. Follow us there as well. And, yeah, let's see who's on the phone from area code 239. Who is this?
Hey, it's Matt from Florida. What's up? Oh, my God, that episode was amazing.
Wasn't it great? Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously,
awesome.
There was someone at work that just came up to me and said that Gotham is so dumb. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
No, it isn't. It was awesome.
Exactly. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, by the way, I'm going to Batman v Superman again for the sixth time on Saturday with my brother.
Whoa, that's a record right there.
Yeah,
you got me beat.
Why? How many times have you seen it?
Four.
Four? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It is so good.
And one
man.
Was free.
Yep. Yep. I
All right,
my
Prisoners.
It
aired
it.
On
she
March the
it.
28th, 2016. So we're sorry for the delay. I was a little under the weather, so I couldn't do the podcast last week. So here we are, Prisoners. Let me read the quick synopsis of the show, and then we'll talk about it, Matt. Gordon is adjusting to life in Blackgate Penitentiary. Whoa, that was intense, those scenes, right, Matt?
Yeah, those were awesome. I mean,
jeez,
the way he got beat up
in prison.
That's
the worst place to be. And in the warden, yeah, he was an asshole.
Yep. And then they were watching the movie scenes, and these other guys were beating up on Gordon. That was insane.
Yeah.
And then there was more
on
Penguin's family. That was crazy.
I agree.
Everything
I
that's
agree.
Going on with
All
Penguin right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so much. All right, let's see. The warden, Carlson Gray, announces to Gordon that he will be transferred to a new section dubbed The World's End, where the criminals Gordon arrests are sent, which is part of Gray's plan to kill Gordon. He constantly aided by a guard, Wilson Bishop. Gordon is told by Bullock that Lee has lost their baby and laid low. Later, he defended from attackers by convicted Peter Puck Davis and sent to the infirmary. In an attempt to save Gordon, Bullock meets with Falcone. That was a big stretch in the reaching in the bag,
awesome.
Right? I didn't think Falcone would come back.
I thought Falcone was dead, and then I was going,
See, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, and then at the ending, you see Barbara wake up. I think it was in that one, or is it the other episode?
I can't remember. I think it was in the next one. Okay, so let's see. Later, he is defended from attackers by convict Peter Puck. Well, I already read that part. Gordon's death is successfully staged, and he and Puck escape. Puck dies from his bloodletting while Gordon is given a safe house so he can clear his mind and find Lee. Meanwhile, Cobblepot reveals to Dahl that his criminal activities for which Dale forgives him, which is kind of cool, those scenes with the Penguin and the father, right?
Yeah, those were amazing, especially with the Penguin's dad and the family had something to do
with.
They were
both freaks, which is awesome.
Yeah, amazing.
Della is told
dad.
By the doctor that his heart defect is infected and given little time to live. Upset that Cobblepot may receive what they perceive to be their inheritance, Dale's wife, Grace, and her child and her children, Sasha and Charles, poison a drink for Cobblepot to ingest. However, Dale drinks from the bottle and dies, after stating to Cobblepot his intentions to change his will in favor of him. Now, boom, the Penguin. I thought this was more of a addition to the origin story than we've ever seen. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a crazy origin story. Awesome. Great origin story to see his father die. But
yeah,
crazy origin story. To
so
see
now
his,
he's had his mother and his father die.
And he's getting close on becoming Penguin, and soon he's going to rebuild a crime from scratch, and then he's going to have to go back to Arkham.
Yep.
Probably.
Totally agree with that. Let's see. What were your favorite moments in this week's episode, Matt?
I'm trying to think. I did like the scene at the end where they're all fighting the prisoners trying to get Jim Gordon out of there.
Yeah.
I don't think what else. I forget parts of this episode.
I know, it's been a while.
Were there Bruce Wayne scenes in there?
I don't think so. I think this
I
was
the
little
surprise.
Break we got between them.
I did like the surprise scene with Falcone. That was cool. And I thought it was a big shock that his father died.
Were you surprised that they lost the baby? So that means Jim Gordon does not have a baby anymore?
Oh, she lost the baby?
Yeah, remember?
Wow.
Bullock. I think it was Bullock that told him.
Wow. That's just crazy.
I'm trying to see where it says. Oh, yeah. Gordon is told by Bullock that Lee has lost their baby. And laid low.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. She lost the baby.
So that, I guess that really wasn't the Barbara Gordon, you know, that he would have later on.
Nope.
Still,
probably
it's
not.
It's still a mystery as to who he might end up with, because you know how we all thought that was going to be baby Barbara Gordon, and we're like, why would he call their baby Barbara after the psycho Barbara that tried to kill him?
Yep, if there really is a Barbara out there and now she's alive, I knew she was going to come back. I knew it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great episode. And then Jim
was
going to get, he got his name cleared and things with Riddler are going crazy. And he's the one that was behind it all. And Jim was trying to find everything to get his name cleared.
Yes.
I thought it was a great episode.
So, it's great how Jim Gordon is the spearhead in on this show, that it just keeps the flow moving. And poor guy. Seriously, how many more times is Jim Gordon going to be set up and put to jail?
I know, right? I mean, he's always
after a while getting a little old.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's going to continue to get set up. And like before he got arrested, Ed almost got caught right off the bat. And Ed set him up this whole time. I mean, what came over Ed? Why did he even want to play games with Gordon? That's just crazy.
I know. Well, you know, the whole reason is because he thinks that Jim Gordon knows that he killed, what's her name?
Oh, Miss Kringle.
Yeah.
Miss Kringle.
But you know, to Jim's defense, he was just asking. Like, he had no clue.
Yeah.
But because of his guilt, That's where that's what took him over.
Oh, and then in the episode, there was this big bad prisoner that was after Jim, and he beat the shit out of him. And I thought that was crazy too.
Oh yeah. What was up with the guy with the soda mouth?
I don't know. I forgot about that part.
Oh no! You know I'm crossing my shows now. That was on Arrow.
Oh yeah. But still, great episode. I love on how Gotham keeps on going strong. Very epic show. I'm glad we got a great show to continue to get more and more episodes to come. It is just so cool
it's
to
really
see
well
young
done.
Jim Gordon.
I mean, Gotham is such a dark drama compared to the other shows like Supergirl and The Flash. Well, Arrow's already dark, but I mean, those two,
yeah,
you know, great,
Arrow is dark,
great
but awesome.
Difference and dramatic. But Gotham seems more like theater-like. It's more theatrical than like real life, which is great because Batman is, you know, from the theatrics. So it's good to see that he has a, that the show has a, you know, different variety.
Don't you think we're getting tired of the same old the villain in every episode, like with Penguin, that we need a new villain origin story?
And seriously, no, you're right. It didn't rise any villain in this week's episode, and we didn't get to see Arkham.
No.
You know, stuff like that.
I was
that.
Hoping to see more Doctor Strange in this week's episode.
I was so hyped up to see more of him.
Where's the female Joker that they talked about? Like, I want to see more what Doctor Strange is planning up to the season finale.
With the female Joker?
Yeah. Or if they're going to bring Jerome back. That's going to be interesting.
You know, Fish Mooney's coming back.
I wonder when and how.
Yeah.
Not by
that might be the big
Lazarus.
That might be the big cliffhanger.
Awesome.
Right. All right, Matt. Tell me what was your favorite scenes in this week's episode?
Let's see here. I did like the part where Falcone surprised the end, and then Jim decided and then when Jim had to make a choice to go back to Gotham and then to go away because he had to go clear his name. I did like the part when there were a whole bunch of prisoner fights, and that's it.
Yeah, same here. I really liked the dynamic between father and son with the Penguin. It was a great departure for his family now that both his mother and his father have passed away. Now he's truly, fully alone in this world, in this cruel world of his. And it's almost like, you know, poor Batman. It's like when he lost both of his parents, you know, these two dynamics of evil and good have the same backstory of, you know, their parents, you know, dying. So it's kind of great that they're showing that side of a villain. As we all know, this is titled, what is it titled? Rise of the Villains?
Yeah, Rise of the Villain. Did they need to be doing more Rise?
It's Wrath
called of the Villains.
Wrath of the Villains, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Wrath of the
Villains.
Yeah,
Rise of the Villains was only between episodes 1 through 11. That was Rise of the Villains, and then Wrath of the Villains is from episode 2 and on.
Okay, cool. And I hope, it's been great to get all these nonstop new episodes. Awesome. Great series, cool cop show.
Great.
I do
and,
like Gordon a lot. He is totally grown on me.
And, you know, they tease this with, you know, young Bruce Wayne stepping it up to be a man now. And, of course, in this week's episode, there's no mention of young Bruce Wayne. It was more of Jim Gordon's story in jail. So we got a little break from Bruce Wayne and Alfred and Selina Kyle.
I'm
kind of
glad we got a break from them. I mean, I do like the young Bruce Wayne parts, but I'm glad we got more on Jim Gordon's character, because I do like Jim Gordon, because Ben McKenzie is a great actor and he does it so good. I love Jim McKenzie's acting.
Oh, my favorite shot was when Penguin is holding his father and he goes, "No!" And then they cut away
that was
to
good.
The
that
mansion
was
and all you see is bats.
Oh, yeah.
Flying out. That was
that
cool.
That was good. That was cool.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
Could we cut the podcast a bit early, Jesus? Because I'm actually getting a bit tired.
Yeah, we sure can. Definitely.
Because
right,
I got to wake up early because I hope that guy doesn't call in.
No worries, bro. All right, well, this concludes our give us a shout-out, Matt.
Great shows tonight. I can't wait for when The Flash returns. And I'm
going
to be
and hopefully The Flash can make a cameo on this episode, on this season.
Yeah, let's hope so. And which ones are we going to do tomorrow night?
I'll message you, Matt. All right.
Okay,
well, this
cool,
concludes our podcast. I want to thank Matt from Florida for calling in. And have a good night, everybody.
Mm-hmm.